Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Nonsense and Know-How. I'm your big host, Big Will. And with me, I have my two sexy sidekicks.
Ledger
and Sexy Rexy.
Today, we're going to talk about anything and everything and all the funny things in between. We're going to make it quick. Yes.
Can you do a little quickie here?
A little quickie, you know.
Gotcha.
Jesus. Oh, yeah, you know it. Anyway, so, I watched Frozen 2 yesterday.
Okay movie. First one's better.
You just watched it?
Just watched it. I didn't get to go see it in theaters, you know.
To be honest with you, it's not that bad.
It's not bad. I like the first one more, but it's not that bad.
It's me, my wife, her friend, and then our kids.
Well, you're not going to go to the theater by yourself to see that.
No, that'd be a little weird. Just me, myself, grown man, going in there watching Frozen 2 by myself.
Yeah, they're
going
to be watching you they'd be watching you like they would watch Pee Wee Herman.
Hey, some people like to watch kids' movies. I mean, just saying.
Yeah, but don't go by yourself.
In the sanctity of your own home, not in the freaking movie theater.
Fucking weirdo.
Yeah. Brings out your childhood, you know?
Yeah, I bet it does, fucking weirdo.
But it wasn't that bad. I honestly didn't feel like it was like that much of a kids' movie. There was like too much like depth about it. Like there's too much grown stuff going on.
I didn't understand what the heck was going on. I'm not gonna lie. That movie was like
what do you not understand?
It was all weird. It was like all this weird like Jamaican music. I don't know what the heck it was.
There wasn't
native music.
I don't know why you're calling native music Jamaican.
And then
music.
It was like the
Indians.
Story. I did not understand it. It was like. I was like, what the heck? We don't do like the easy to understand Disney movies.
Hey, wait. Everybody, listen. Crisp, right? Okay, anyways. it was easy to understand. Elsa was having trouble with her powers because she's supposed to be tied to this magical land. Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen
she's
that, I don't
know. She's the fifth element, whatever the hell
basically.
It is.
Why is she an element? What the heck?
She is
Did you
the bridge
the movie?
Between all four elements.
She's like the Avatar.
Basically.
The Avatar is the bridge between the spirit world and the normal world.
Yeah, and she's the bridge between man, or like humans and magical people, because you can't say man, because it's... Why are you calling me?
I like that song.
It's a good song. I haven't changed it since the last Halloween. Nah, fuck it, leave it. But, it was good. I wish they would have had more... Like, I think there should have been more people in there that could control magic.
Why was there only one black person in there?
That's racist.
I don't know.
Just saying. Disney? What the heck?
No, there were two.
Oh, you're right.
There were two.
Liked also.
Yeah, his wife. At the very end.
No, didn't he have
he
children
liked her.
Or two or whatever? He did. He liked her. I would have shit my pants. I was hoping they'd do it too when Olaf died for like a second time or whatever because he almost died in the first movie. Or did he die in the first movie?
No, he didn't die.
Oh, that was
the
funny.
Started that started to melt.
But when he, like, flurried away or whatever, I was hooked because how he started to, like, dust away. I was hoping he would be like, I don't feel so good.
Oh,
like,
man.
Like Spider-Man did to Tony Stark.
Man.
I was hoping. I was like, please say it. They let me down.
I like the part where Olaf was, telling all the villagers, whatever, how the parents died and everything. He's, like,
yeah.
Doing, like, a drama scene or whatever, like the whole.
Did you see
I don't know an Emily or whatever he said. He's like, I don't know an Emily.
He's looking down the hole.
Elizabeth, whatever. Don't.
Or Samantha. It was a Samantha.
Yeah, Samantha. He's like, I don't know a Samantha.
But like at the end, after the credits, there's an end credit scene.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's Olaf, and he's acting out to Marshmallow about what happened with Elsa and with them when they were at the Northland. You know, the big snowman they had. His name was Marshmallow.
Yeah.
I think it's Marshmallow. I don't know.
I like the little gecko lizard thing.
Yeah. The fire spirit.
Funny.
Yeah, it was definitely probably my favorite of the elements. I mean, the earth elements were cool, but they were like...
I don't know what it is with Disney and like
fucking huge
little animals. It's funny. Like in... it's another girl Disney movie, but I actually liked it. Tangled.
I didn't really like Tangled. I mean, it was a good one. Good songs and everything, but yeah, it just... You know, supposedly, at the very beginning of the first one, where Anna is running out of the castle because they just opened the gates, you can see the chick who, fucking Rapunzel and what's his name, walking across the bridge to come into the castle.
Supposedly, there's, I guess it's a conspiracy theory.
Disney conspiracy theories.
Yeah,
Disney conspiracy theories!
But, not an actual segment, but apparently. They're trying to say that Tarzan is related to Anna and Elsa.
Yes, my wife hates
how they this, left on the boat yeah. and it crashed, and they were left on the island with all the monkeys and stuff.
My
and
wife
built that little thing up in the
hates this theory. Absolutely she hates the theory?
Hates it. Wow, absolutely. It's actually it kind of makes
it,
sense.
It would make that. Sense, but she absolutely hates it.
I don't see how they're connected, though.
What's the reason? Because there's no...
Well,
there's no
because they
especially now
boat,
with number two,
and
it,
Tarzan,
it completely splits.
Their boat crashes, and they use the boat, and they build, like, the treehouse and everything, and they have Tarzan, or they have their baby, whatever, and then the jaguar comes and kills them.
Okay, still, I don't understand what that has to do with...
It's not
they're saying
like an
that Anna
thing,
and Elsa's
saying,
parents,
uh-huh.
when they crashed, okay. Anna's mom was pregnant with the baby to be Tarzan.
Or they, whenever they built, you know, they're getting down and dirty, and they had Tarzan.
No, because they had Tarzan, like, I thought they had Tarzan before that.
Yeah, they brought Tarzan with
yeah, because they were getting off the boat with the baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
You mean getting on the boat with the baby?
No, they were getting off the boat.
Disney trivia, was Tarzan
when
with
when he
the
was
parents?
lowering the life raft or whatever, she
yeah.
has the baby.
Yeah.
She's getting
oh,
off the boat.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. When they're trying okay. to kick the jaguar or whatever.
Do you even watch Disney for?
Okay, yeah, favorite Disney movie right now.
Tard?
Hercules.
Hercules.
What? Hercules? I mean, it's a good movie.
Hercules, man.
It's like Hercules and all right,
Lion
King.
What's yours? Well, obviously, Lion King's there. Well, Aladdin. I would
well,
have
gonna,
put Aladdin
if
before
we're
going to
put
that.
Pixar into it, I would have to go with a Pixar movie.
Just
I'd probably
Disney.
Have to go with Monster Inc.
Just
but if we're going to cut out Pixar, I would probably have
you
to
would
go
with You would go
Stone.
With Monsters, Inc. Oh,
yeah,
that's
Sword
a good one. That is a very good one. You would go with Monsters, Inc. over Up?
Wally?
Yes. Monsters
Wally?
Inc. Monsters, Inc. and The Incredibles are my two favorites.
The Incredibles! No. You would put that
yeah.
above The Incredibles?
I liked like
The
Incredibles 2 over
yeah.
The Incredibles
yeah.
that for me. That was way better.
A lot
I
better. Better fight, better use of magic.
It was good.
Or,
it was
I mean,
good.
Powers.
Mm-hmm.
Jack-Jack.
Yeah, Jack-Jack.
Yeah, Jack-Jack was
cool. Jack of
all
trades,
all,
dude.
Yeah, when he's all tired and he's just dealing with it and Frozone's all, what? Oh my god!
Yeah,
he's like freaking out
like, baby want num-num? Cookie num-num?
He can hear you in the fourth dimension?
He can hear me anywhere. But like,
I love the raccoon fight. That was my favorite
yes,
fight.
Yeah, that was good. I like it later on when Bob's showing the kids that Jack Jack cast powers and he goes, Jack, laser beams.
Yeah, laser eyes. Laser eyes.
Actually, what's funny is when he's watching the kids, he's you know, he's like doing all the homework, staying up with the baby.
Math is math.
I know.
Math is math.
I actually feel just like that, you know, when I have to watch the kids for like a weekend or something, I'm like, I don't know how the heck my wife does this. I am, like, exhausted. Like, this is tiring crap.
Oh, somebody's trying to get some.
What? No, I'm serious.
So you just dope the kids up. Give them some Benadryl.
Your wife is never going to leave them with you again. I wouldn't be surprised.
That's what we do together.
I'm just like,
I definitely now will not be surprised.
If my son cries too much, my wife would be like, just give him Benadryl. Because he's teething right now.
So oh.
He's crying too much. He's like, just give him Benadryl.
Yeah, be careful. Like, are
out.
You guys using, like, liquid? Anyway, we're not
yeah, liquid.
Okay, don't use the tablets.
3 milligrams.
Don't use the tablets. Tablets are bad. Anyways.
Get CPS on us here.
Well, no, Rex, not
no,
us.
I was using Rex.
Fuck you.
I use whiskey.
Ah, the good stuff.
We'll rob a little. No, I'm kidding.
Stuff.
I don't
have CPS for Benadryl, not for whiskey, though. You know.
Hey, back in the
start
day,
start alcoholism young.
No, yeah. you,
approved.
No.
Big Will approved. There we go.
Big
put,
Will
put,
approved.
Put a stamp on it.
Ding. No, don't
I'm
do
Big
that.
Will and I approve this message.
Oh god, no! But I would put, yeah. I would put Aladdin before Lion King.
I love.
Aladdin's a good movie.
Yeah. Did you guys? Did you guys see the live action Aladdin with Will Smith?
Yes,
really good,
did
dude.
Really be
I like.
It
was I mean,
okay.
I, and
okay.
My wife, she likes it more than the animated one. But
whoa.
There's no. Yes, I know. There's no
I'm
way.
Fight your wife.
Go ahead. She'll probably kick your ass, dude.
I'm transgender now. I'm a woman. I fight a woman now.
Oh, she'd definitely kick your ass.
I doubt it.
But. Can't be Robin Williams. I don't think you can.
I know.
Dude. Will
oh, yeah,
Smith did a
no, yeah,
really
yeah,
good
yeah.
job.
There was
though.
Like a little thing that I
like,
heard.
It was really good.
Yeah, he did really good. There was like a little thing that I heard about that they were talking about for a little while, like using all of his like voices and stuff, and like just CGI.
I mean, they
CG
did that with
him in there.
They did that with Toy Story 4 and Mr. Potato Head, because the voice actor for Mr. Potato Head died before they made 4.
Really?
Yeah, I think it was either Mr. Potato Head or
sure this is correct.
Look it up. I'm almost
give
positive.
The audience false information.
No, look it up. Anyways, but it's
do your
either,
research,
it's,
audience.
It's either Mr. Potato Head or Pig Ham.
Oh,
it's,
Ham.
It's one of
no,
them.
No, guys. The guy that does the Hammy or whatever, he's in like every single movie.
Okay, so then
he does like every single movie.
Well, then
he has a character
it's
in
Mr. Potato Head because what they did was they chopped little pieces from every other movie, and, you know, HD enhanced them and whatnot, so they sounded crisp. That's why he doesn't talk as much in this one, in number four, as he did in the other ones.
I've only seen number four a couple times. It was okay.
I might have to watch it again. I didn't hate it,
but one and two definitely are the best. It literally goes like one, two, three, and four.
I don't like how they ended it. Woody's just all, like, he was all about, like,
you know,
his
what
owner and stuff like that, and then he's like, you know what? Fuck this, I'm out.
Well, because Bonnie didn't care for him. I mean, she liked him, but she didn't care
for
him.
He wasn't the leader, and he was pissed about it. He's all, me, I'm the lead.
Wasn't that he wasn't pissed, because, I mean, if he was pissed, he wouldn't have took it on him to fucking, what's it, help Sporky or whatever the fuck it was.
Forky,
whatever.
I like Forky. I'm trash.
I'm trash. Yes, you are. But,
He gets in the trash, he's like, oh.
Have you guys heard of the Pixar timeline?
No.
Yeah.
So, oh, how, like, it goes from...
It goes, like, obviously I think the dinosaur one's the first one. What is? I think it's just called Dinosaur, right? The Good Dinosaur?
Good Dinosaur.
Yeah, that's obviously, that starts it, you know. Mm. And I think it's...
So, like, they're all connected
and then
something?
Yeah. So all the movies, like, have timelines that go through it, and then...
I'm guessing Wall-E's the end of it?
No,
actually, I think Cars is because, yeah, somehow...
Cars comes after Wall-E.
Yeah, somehow the somehow I know it was Cars released. Have...
So the people evolved into Cars or whatever?
No.
I think humans have somehow gone extinct, I guess, or maybe they're still... I don't know. Anyways,
cars
somehow Cars have somehow
become sentient?
Yeah.
What about planes? Well, planes always...
Part of Cars,
Didn't they show part... Like, there's, like, Cars... A part in Cars where, like... Car is like driving a plane or something like that.
No,
I could have swore there's a part.
No, there's planes and jets flying in cars. Hmm. All right, wait.
I wonder what
in the movie Cars.
This is kind of sexual. I wonder how the planes felt with the cars getting inside of them.
Sexual.
That'd be weird.
You would bring that up, Rich.
It's
you
weird.
Would.
I know, dude. I'm an adult. Of course,
somehow,
I'm gonna think about adult shit.
You're the one that makes
like
Disney
when SpongeBob
stuff dirty.
watches porn.
Oh gosh. Oh. When in doubt.
Episode?
Pinky out. Yeah, when Gary comes in, he's like, Gary!
Yeah, he's like watching that, what are they called? It's not a sea urchin. I don't think it's a sea urchin. I can't remember what it's called, but it's moving back and forth. And SpongeBob's like on the edge of his seat, leaning all in, eyes all wide, and Gary comes in, meow! He's like, Gary! Changes it to football. He's like, just looking for the sports channel,
actually,
Gary.
A lot of those cartoons we used to watch as kids.
Super dirty.
They were really bad.
Super dirty.
Like Cow and Chicken.
And Stimpy,
oh my
dog.
God.
Yeah, Ren Stimpy.
That
oh
was crazy.
Gosh.
Like that one episode where he ties a saw to his crotch, and the other guy has which one was the fat one? That was Stimpy.
I don't remember.
But he has a log tied to his back, and he's just fucking going to town on him. And like he's like, oh, like making like it's like what the hell?
Like, I can't believe my parents let me watch this stuff. I'm like,
argh. I can't believe your parents let you watch this stuff either because they didn't even let
you
read or
watch
Harry
TV.
Potter.
I couldn't watch a lot of stuff. Like I couldn't watch Power Rangers, which makes me sad.
What? But they let you watch Ren and Stimpy.
I loved Power Rangers, dude.
Yeah.
Power Rangers was one of my favorites.
Fucking
Power Rangers,
was
it Ninja Storm.
Oh, I never got past, what is it, the one after the movie.
I like the movie, yeah.
The one where they got their new
he's like
stuff.
skateboarding in the beginning and stuff like that.
All rant about Disney stuff.
That's okay.
Now we're backtracking.
That's okay.
Everyone
y'all like it.
Everyone loves Disney unless you're a weirdo.
Anyways.
Disney does make the best stuff.
Disney makes good movies.
Disney makes good movies, but Pixar goes super
Pixar is
into
Disney, though.
I know, yes, but they're a different section.
They were
like,
actually
section.
Different.
Yeah, I know,
but
still
like,
they
design
still
their
Disney.
Own movies.
They're still Disney.
They're still Disney, but they design their own movies.
I liked how in Toy Story, they couldn't...
Wait, hold that thought. We gotta take a quick break.
Hi, welcome back, motherfuckers.
And a shocker.
Welcome back, motherfuckers. Anyways, as I was saying, Oh yeah, Toy Story. Anyways,
okay, Toy Story.
When they were programming, or like programming all the CGI and whatnot, they couldn't get their eyes to blink at the same time.
Really?
So it's like, yeah, they'll blink one, and like it'll start the other one like a wave kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
Almost none of the toys will blink
at
the same time.
In which?
The first one and the second
one. The first
one. Yeah.
I do remember when Buzz first came, he's all
like... He was like, nah. Woody does it, too, a lot. And then the fucking three-eyed aliens, they blink like that, too. They're like, nah.
I gotta rewatch it.
Yeah. It's
if
fucking
you watch
the animation from the first one compared to, like, the fourth one,
yeah.
I went back and watched it, and I was like, this is garbage.
Yeah, if you watch some of the Pixar stuff, even before the first Toy Story,
like, the way
like
Andy
really
moves,
bad.
Like, when he's running, his arms are all long, he's like...
Yeah.
It's all, like, dumb.
Or
so
Sid,
stupid.
He's like, no!
Yeah. on Sid, that dickhead. I hate
fucking
him.
Move your boot.
You know what? I'll kick you in the face, sucker.
Do it.
But yeah, make like me I slap saying, you with my pecker.
Pixar, their
animators. You just said that on here. Your wife's going to hear that you said that. Your mom is going to hear you said that.
Ooh, you're going to get spanking.
Spanking.
Ow. You're going to be grounded. Your wife's going to take your card.
She's going to... Oh. Hey.
She only did that one time.
Sure. One time.
You still got to call her to ask to spend money, though.
Okay, you guys ready for... Random fact of the day.
Random fact of the day.
All right, this comes all the way from, well, it's in California, you know.
It comes all the way from California.
Comes all the way from next door.
Okay, so here we go.
Elijah.
And obviously, like we said, California, there people are over here are weird. We're the only normal ones here. Right, guys? Anyways.
I wouldn't classify yourself as normal. Okay.
It says a California woman tried to sue the makers of Captain Crunch after she learned Crunch berries were not real berries.
The fuck? How? Oh my god.
This country is so Sue happy, I swear.
I don't know how you...
What you saying earlier? The judge said something
yeah,
to
it
you?
Says, oh, it god. Says the judge threw it out because he looked at her, obviously, and said, you know, you're a dumb woman. That, obviously, crunch berries are not a real berry, obviously. So, yeah. I mean, how could, you know...
That's like the whole fucking case about the woman from McDonald's. And she dropped the coffee or whatever, and it burnt her. So she sued them because her coffee was hot.
Yeah.
Like, it comes... No,
there
I,
is some common
like,
sense. I mean,
oh,
my God. Yeah, obviously you gotta...
You just ordered fresh coffee.
This one I feel like is worse, though. I mean, like, how... Obviously, like...
I don't know. I remember a story from way back. A guy broke into this old woman's house, and when he's climbing up the stairs, the stairs, like, broke, and he fell, and he sued her because her stairs weren't up to code, and he won.
Yeah.
Your Honor, I was trying to steal from this woman, and her stairs...
Her stairs just stopped me from stealing your stuff.
This is despicable. So I don't see how this is.
I need you to help me steal from her. Come on, help me.
I can't make a living if I can't steal from people if their houses aren't safe.
The judge is sitting there. He's like, you know what? You're right. Damn it.
Sense. How dare you, woman?
Like, she's just sitting there like, Your Honor! No, woman!
Okay, hey, whoa, but back to the cereal. Let's go back to cereal here for a second, because who doesn't like cereal? Favorite cereal?
Ooh. Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Not a bad one.
Honey Bunches of Oats.
What are you, like, freaking 80?
This shit is delicious. What are you talking about?
Okay.
His colon isn't right.
You know, back in the day,
I like
what was really good
Fruity
cereal?
Pebbles,
Honeycomb. Honeycombs were a good cereal.
Fruity Pebbles is worse.
Honeycombs were okay. Now, if we're going to go back
say,
in the
though,
day,
no.
Apple Jacks, mother trucker.
Dude, I completely forgot about Apple Jacks. That was good all right, cereal.
All right, best favorite kind of Captain Crunch?
Peanut butter.
Oh, God.
Oh, wait, what am I forgetting? The best cereal? Reese's Puffs, dude. They also have the
Reese's
best commercial.
Puffs was a
Reese's
good
Puffs,
one.
Reese's Puffs.
I like plain old, no berry Captain Crunch.
If someone here says Cheerios, what? I'm going to slap the shit out
I
of you.
I love Cheerios.
What about Honey Nut Cheerios, huh?
I love Cheerios.
It's the same damn thing.
No,
Cheerios,
no,
Honey
no,
Nut Cheerios,
no.
Whatever.
Wait,
it's the same shit.
Have a difference.
I'd like you all to know that Rex just said that, and I said I love Cheerios, and he didn't slap the shit out of me. He slapped me, but he didn't make the noise, so, like, you know.
I gave him a soft touch on the feet.
Like sensual, like, ooh.
What kind of lotion do you use?
Your whiskers are so soft today.
My whiskers are so soft. I don't use conditioner. I just rub the sweat of my enemies into it.
Ah. Jesus. The tears of liberals.
No. That wouldn't make my hair fall out.
Oh, jeez.
Let's not go political here.
Yeah, no.
Political. Though it gains a lot of attention, it's a touchy subject. Everyone gets heated way too fast.
Anyways. What do you got?
You gotta announce it.
It's time for Shower Time with Sexy Rexy.
Wait, what?
Pause. It's time for Shower Time.
Yes.
Alright, guys, I got two of them for you today.
So, anyways, let's go on.
Let me finish. God, you interrupt me when I say it. He's interrupting. Shut your mouth. I'll get to it. Jesus. All right, guys, soak this up,
there we
Elijah.
Go. There we go.
Wait,
I thought
it was garbage.
Soak this in.
Soak this, whatever. Soak this in. Oh, my God.
Get your segment right,
get
man.
Get right, me.
You know what? You're fired.
It's my segment. I'll say how
get
I want
here,
to. Soak this in, you pieces of shit.
I'm the one that edits it. I'll make it to where you're not even in this bitch.
All right. being a wizard in Harry Potter must be really hard with a speech impediment.
Vadakadava! Like, man, you can imagine fighting Voldemort himself, and he's just sitting there spitting spells out like
he's laughing at you.
Like Eminem just doing rap god. He's like, and you're just like, oh man.
And I got another one.
And under no circumstances are we actually making fun of people with speech impediment. I mean, I guess we kind of were. But anyways.
I love being ripped asshole.
What?
So I love being interrupted.
Did you just say you loved having your asshole
That's
ripped?
That's what it sounded like.
I love having my asshole ripped.
You guys are dirty. Get your minds out of the gutters, you
But
sick
I live
freaks.
There.
Where is this episode going, guys?
Live in the trash.
Everywhere. No, like, I live in the gutter. Trash. Gutter.
Trash. It went from nice Disney to woo.
Gutter.
You guys talking about ripped assholes?
You were the one that said it.
I said interrupted. You
hey, comment on the group what he said.
You all know what I said. All right, here's my second one. Shut up. Here's my second. Shut up.
Okay.
Shut up.
Okay. Let's go.
Here's my second one. If you steal a second from every human's lifespan, you'll be able to live 240 more years.
Ah. I think a speech impediment played a little bit in that role there. Even more years.
You shut up.
That's pretty cool, though, but, like...
It reminds me of that movie where,
Yeah, the fucking time in their
time,
arm.
Yeah,
what
is
it
called? Time...
Time... Timeless? No.
Time
know.
Limit? Limit?
I don't
something
know.
Like that.
Got maybe it Justin is Timberlake in it or whatever?
I think you're right. I think it is something like time limit or something
yeah,
like
but,
that.
Yeah, but,
I said time limit, you ass! Oh.
Yeah, but, like, they have to, like, spend all their time, whatever, like...
Yeah,
oh,
buy
like,
coffee.
It's, like, 2 minutes for coffee, and they're like, oh, why is it... It's jacked up! Why is it 2 minutes or whatever? And then they gamble.
Yeah,
they figure out a way to gamble
yeah.
them to gain more years and stuff like that.
That's an old movie.
It was okay.
But, I'll leave it right now. Time.
I don't like
no,
how
me a,
in that
in
movie.
Time,
in
time.
I don't like
called.
How in that movie, the main character's mom was the same age as him, but on her clock, she only had a few more, I want to say maybe years than he did, even
Where
though they were almost the same age.
Bunch.
But they were the same age.
Well, yeah, you don't age after that point. Like, you reach up to that point
oh,
and you
I,
stop
I
aging.
Oh, I forgot about that part. Okay.
Yeah, and then they,
okay.
you spend your years wisely or something.
Buying
shit.
Coffee, apparently. You know, Starbucks girls. No, what, you know, I would have been more surprised if she didn't die
girl.
Sooner because, you
typical
know, coffee.
Girl.
You know,
Starbucks.
Hey,
yeah, but,
fun fact. Starbucks is in 6 continents. Not the 7th, though. They haven't reached Antarctica.
Well, I wouldn't want to go to Antarctica either.
Starbucks will be the first one to... Put a business on Antarctica.
On the moon!
Antarctica. Anaconda.
Yeah.
In Antarctica.
Yeah, you would
time.
Never be able to be a wizard.
I'm retarded.
Never be able to be a wizard.
Oh, my brain cells are running
Man,
low.
Did you guys hear about that whole thing about our president saying that we're going to be the first country to put a flag on Mars?
Sick, dude.
Not going political. I just think that's
Did we even plant a flag on the moon?
Yes. Yes, we did. You get your fucking...
We already
flat
went over this
earth.
Conspiracy theory.
Get your flat earth fucking lizards
no dinosaurs
living in the
existed.
Center.
Hey,
get
hey,
out
hey,
of here.
Hey, what if I'm a flat earther, huh?
Oh, God. You're telling me you're one of those
dumb.
Fucking people that believe
you
that the earth is not a sphere, that it's a fucking
discus? Are you
discus?
Telling me they got the perfect picture each time from space? It just happens to look flat?
Like they believe the reason why we have a picture, our globe is a globe, is because they took a picture of it and then they rounded it for us.
Hmm.
You know, globes actually aren't, like, right size, like the continents on the globes and
well,
stuff like
obviously,
that.
They wouldn't be able to put them all on the same paper.
Like, Australia, I can't remember if it's smaller or it's bigger than it actually is portrayed on the...
I think it's smaller, because
the United States is,
Alaska,
like, super small.
It's supposed to be fucking huge.
Yeah.
And they got it really, like, small.
Yeah, it's just because, like, the globe, they can't just match it up just right, whatever.
Well,
so
yeah,
it's not perfect.
But, like, they're saying, flat earthers, they believe we're a discus flying through the universe... And we have a giant ice wall encasing us with, like, a dome on top. And the sun and moon are, like, on a mobile or whatever that it's going around.
You know, I was listening to this
like,
comedian.
What the fuck?
And he talked about how he looked up online that he looked up the sun is bullshit. Apparently, there's a bunch of people out there that believe that the sun's not real.
Yes.
Ah. So it was put up there by...
They think it's, like, the government making it up or whatever.
The government. It's always the government.
He talks about how he doesn't believe that we should round people up for their beliefs, but he's like, if we ever do, we should start with these window lickers.
These window lickers?
And he's saying that he's saying that he's like we round them up, like we drop them off in Arizona in the middle of August and leave them there for 2 days, and then we come back. We're like, hey, you believe in the sun now?
Oh God! Like,
how are people so dumb that they believe this? That we're so gullible that they believe this stuff?
Like the flat Earth, hollow Earth, lizard people,
hollow Earth,
what? Hollow Earth. Oh, okay. So hollow Earth. Conspiracy theory!
Oh, this is where you put it in, huh? This is your conspiracy time right now?
Alright, so the first conspiracy theory was flat Earth. Now, hollow Earth is, there's the crust that we live on.
Just a little late, folks.
Yeah, just a little bit. There's the crust that we live on. And the reason why we can't go, I think it's Antarctica or whatever, the one that's up north. The reason why we're not allowed up there is because the government is controlling it, because there's a hole at the top of the planet which goes down to the center core where the rich and powerful get to live.
What?
That's the gist of it. Like, it's like there's like the above dwellers like us, then there's like the lizard people who live real in the quick, sewers and shit, and imagine, then like the rich and powerful get to live in the hollow Earth.
Imagine how long that elevator ride must be.
So wait, time out. So the lizard people are better than us?
No. Well, I guess, yeah. Well, because supposedly, they say supposedly that the rich and the powerful are lizard people.
Okay.
I don't know.
Imagine this. If there's a hole at the top of the Earth, comes down to the center, imagine how long that elevator
It's not like that. It doesn't go all the way to the center. There's like a huge fucking layer of crust, and then a hollow space where there's basically another planet on the inside that they live.
What?
In the just, yeah. Like, ugh.
These people. I'm getting dumber just thinking about
and
how
that's
dumb these
people are.
And
that's conspiracy theory for the day, folks. Two of them for you. You're welcome.
What was.
No.
That's me shooting my guns. They can't see
you ever
it, but
shot
I'm
a gun ahead. Before? That's not even close
pow,
to
pow,
so.
Pow, that's pow, what pow. It sounds like when it's empty. It's like click, 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 click.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna go shoot an AK. Anyways, that's gonna do it, though, folks. Make sure you hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Nobody's hitting us up on Instagram or Twitter. Thanks, guys. I mean, we're there.
I know. We're
like,
here.
I ain't begging.
I'm just calling
it
out.
We got people on Facebook. It's fine. We're doing
that's fine. But nobody's commenting on Facebook either.
Hey. Yeah, some people.
I just dropped that hat.
We're
please.
We're
and
some
thanks.
Sexy
we need...
beasts right here. We need some likes.
I hit my elbow.
Funny bone. It's only funny to everyone else.
Yeah. Anyways, hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Our group on Facebook is Nonsense Know How. I think that's it.
Yeah.
All right.
Peace out, guys.
Peace out,
bye.
Y'all.
Bye.